Mr. President, the delegates, thank you very much for all your comments and remarks. Let me start by addressing a few questions raised by Slovenia and Moldova. To ensure the rights of education of children placed in alternative care, the current and former municipality of residence must cooperate in the education offered to the child in the case where a child is placed in alternative care in a municipality other than the municipality of residence. The child must receive an educational offer within 3 weeks, during in which time one-on-one education must be offered for the child unless the former municipality of residence can approve other educational offer for the child. The Ministry of Children, Education and Gender Equality is implementing a project from 2013 to 2013 aiming at pupils receiving educational in internal schools, giving inside the institution of care in order to secure appropriate schooling for children or young persons placed in institutional care. Furthermore, the Ministry of Children, Education and Gender Equality published 2 online materials in December 2015 to guide and inspire the local authorities to improve procedures and placement in internal schools and proper surveillance of the education within internal schools. On the issue of gender mainstreaming raised by Thailand, Denmark published in 2013 a new strategy on gender equality assessment, where a gender impact assessment on new legislation was a central issue. In practice, every ministry is responsible for assessing the gender impact of the new legislation. So part of the new strategy is to strengthen the ministries in their assessment through specific tools and instructions. In the spring of 2013, the Danish government launched a new strategy for gender equality assessment of services and administration in the public sector, aimed at strengthening and systematic gender mainstreaming done by the public authorities. In the central government effort, amongst others, are focused on more systematic gender equality assessments of all bills, which is now a specific area of focus in the preparation and approval of the annual government regulatory programs. In practice, every ministry is responsible for assessing the gender impact of the new legislation. So part of the new strategy is to strengthen the ministries in their assessment through specific tools and instructions. In order to strengthen the work on gender equality assessment at the local level, the Department for Gender Equality has published a booklet for municipalities with tools, best practices and recommendations for working with gender equality assessment activities at the municipal level. Besides this, monitoring the efforts to increase the number of women managing in public institutions and public companies has been strengthened too. Finally, the Ministry has also funded different local gender equality projects in the areas of employment, prevention, health and primarily education. Also, Uganda asked about appeal procedure in asylum cases. In Denmark, the Immigration Service is the first instance responsible for assessing claims for asylum. If the Immigration Service rejects an asylum application, the case is automatically appealed to the Refugee Appeal Board. The Refugee Appeals Board is an independent, quasi-judicial body which cannot accept or seek direction from the government. Moreover, the Refugee Appeal Board decision are final, which means that there is no further possibility for appeal and that the decision are final and cannot be subject to judicial review. The asylum seeker has the right to remain in Denmark until the Refugee Appeal Board has given its decision to the merits of the case. In response to the recommendation made by the Maldives, Ecuador and Albania, let me clarify that according to Danish constitution, it is only persons under the most serious forms of legal guardianship who are precluded from voting in the Danish parliamentary elections. For example, persons suffering from severe dementia. It should also be noted that there are no constitutional restraints on the right for these persons to vote in Danish local elections and regional elections and to the European Parliament's elections. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, let me be honest with you. I'm proud to represent Denmark today. I believe that the human rights situation in Denmark is good. It is a genuine strength of the Danish society that we're able and willing to debate important decisions publicly. And it is a genuine strength that our diligent civil society never ceases to work for the protection of the highest standard of human rights in Denmark. But one should always aim for improvement. Human rights are day-to-day business. There are constantly work to be done. Inherent dilemmas to be resolved, constant balancing between principles and practicalities, between ideals and political realities. This goes for Denmark as for all other countries. Fundamentally, however, I do not see a dilemma between human rights and politics. For me as a politician and a member of the government, the core question I need to ask myself every day is this. What can I do to ensure the well-being, the security, the prosperity, the freedoms, the opportunities, the human dignity of every individual person in my country? Or in short, how can I work to ensure the protection and promotion of all human rights for all individuals in my country? For these reasons, the Universal Periodic Review is important to us. Mr. President, allow me to give the floor to my distinguished colleagues from the Faroe Island for his